Coming up today on David versus Goliath, we're going to learn all about redaction.
From day one, you have to believe in what you're doing. If you wouldn't go through that same experience that you're offering for the client on your end, then there's a problem.
Welcome to today's episode of David versus Goliath, a podcast dedicated to helping small businesses leverage technology to not only help them compete against their large competitors, but win. Your host is currently the CEO of Anthem Business Software, a three-time Inc. 500 recipient and a serial entrepreneur with a passion to help small businesses everywhere find, serve, and keep more customers profitably. Please join me in welcoming your host, Adam DeGrade.
Hey everyone, it's another fantastic episode of the David versus Goliath podcast. So glad to have you. Today we have Zina Obibi. That's right, from hillredact.com. We're going to learn all about redaction. I have no idea what it means. I think I do. It's where they redact documents heavily. Little did I know that you could make an entire business out of this. Fascinating interview. It's going to be great. Today's episode is brought to you by automatemysocial.com. If you're a small business, you can automate 90 to 100% of your social media. Set it, forget, and forget it forever. Never have to think about it. It does the job, so you don't have to. Save thousands and thousands of dollars. Take the tour at automatemysocial.com. Well, let's get right to it today with Zina. Zina, welcome to the David versus Goliath podcast.
Hi, thanks for having me so much.
I am so excited. I met you last week at a show that I was doing in here in Orlando, Florida. And you were a booth right next to our booth. And I love meeting business owners with a passion for their business. And you're the founder and the CEO of Hill Redaction Services. I still, to this day, have no idea what that means. And but what was really fascinating was people just coming up to the booth and they saw Zina and I don't know if that's your business partner or an associate. They were working together. And man, they were just killing it. And people were really interested in their services. And I thought it was great. I said, man, Zina, I've got to have you on the David versus Goliath podcast to share your story. So for the watchers and the listeners, they're all over the map as to who listens here. We have a lot of business owners. We have a lot of aspiring entrepreneurs. Tell them about Hill Redaction and exactly what you've done and how you started your business and who you serve.
Yeah, definitely. Again, thanks for having me. It was lovely meeting you guys there too. Basically with redaction, it's very straightforward. It's just when you put that black bar over confidential text. It's used predominantly very heavily in a lot of industries, but we cater specifically to legal industry. That's kind of our specialty. But basically started from just kind of working in the industry. I was in finance and legal for over a decade. And within those spaces, I dabbled a lot with redaction, more heavily when I worked on the firm side of things. And it was just something that I noticed was just not being done correctly. And there were a lot of instances where redactions were missed. And then the impact with that is, of course, when documents or motions are filed with court with personal information exposed, it really puts clients at risk, people's real life social security numbers and things like that that you wouldn't want public. So it was something I saw that needed, it was a gap that needed to be filled. And it just kind of came to me and went with it. I really thought it was something that had to be done and really was needed in the industry. And I'm glad I was right.
You know, it's fascinating. You hear all these reports all the time about the heavily redacted document. I guess that's kind of
what we're talking especially about. Especially with Trump and the politics.
When it comes to politics, definitely going to be a lot of redacted. Now, when you're working with attorneys and firms, so do they have a challenge redacting their document? Is that what goes on? Is it very labor intensive, and then you take that labor off of them? Have you built software to analyze a document, to redact things that should be redacted? I mean, give the watchers and the listeners a little bit about, like, your target audience of who you sell your services to is lawyers currently. So you've solved a problem for them. Is that because it's a labor-intensive thing? They'd rather not deal with it, and they know that you'll take care of it?
So it's a combination of things. So it is extremely labor intensive. You literally have to go through and manually redact, which is extremely time consuming. And most often it's left on the paralegals or the legal assistants. The challenge you have there is these are the team members within the firm that have a lot of workload already, very high volume work in cases and a lot of rush and urgency. So it's not necessarily always done properly. So your legal assistants, your paralegals, they spread thin with their caseload. They go through the file, they get into their last 10, 20 pages, and they just scan through. Okay, good, go. And that's where you have those missed redactions happen most frequently. And then the impact, of course, when those documents get filed with court, not only do you have the impact of exposing the private and sensitive information of someone, but their firms are hit with very hefty fines for missing redactions.
So,
and
yeah,
it can lead to having a bad reputation. It's not a good thing to happen at all.
Man, I got to tell you, you you live long enough. A good buddy of mine says you see and hear everything. This is something that I've heard of my entire life. I didn't realize somebody could make an entire business out of redacting documents, but it makes sense, especially if you're solving a huge financial problem, both from a employee time perspective and accuracy perspective. And then when it comes down to fines, how large are these fines? Can they be?
Oh gosh, they can go thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of dollars even. I mean, it's not a joke. Not to mention the impact, like I mentioned earlier, of the reputation, but also too, even if you don't have an instance where you have missed redactions, it's costly having your legal assistants. When you look at what your paralegals are paid each year and your legal assistants or attorneys sometimes themselves are having to do the redaction, it's their time is money and it's expensive and their specialty is focus or should be focused on drafting motions and handling other parts of business, not the mundane redaction. And we've been able to create a model where we've been able to take that problem off their hands, give a solution that they didn't know there was an option for, and do it at a cost-effective rate. So that's what I love. It's a win-win all the way around, really.
That is, you know, it's fascinating to me. So do you have more of like a subscription model where you go to a law firm and you say, you know, for X number of dollars a month, we'll handle all of your redactions? Do you have offerings like that? Or is it more of like, hey, we'd like to, you know, assist you in your redaction process? You know, I guess the question I'm trying to figure out, because I love business so much and I'm always trying to understand the metrics. Clearly, there's a market for it. Clearly, you're solving a financial problem. Clearly, you're solving a personnel problem. How do you get, first of all, how do you find the person to work with? And then second of all, how do you begin the process? What is a day in the life of working? I'm a lawyer. I say, okay, let's do this. What does that look like?
So the main thing that our goal is to make it easy, right? So we'll do the heavy lifting. So it's a very streamlined process. So basically we'll have the initial consultation where we kind of get a feel, okay, because every industry and each firm, and even within each industry, each firm kind of may want different things or need or require different things to be redacted. So we kind of have that free consultation, have that conversation, get to know their redaction needs. And then we give them access to our secure client portal, where they can upload the documents to us for review. Also, they receive their redacted copies in this said portal. And we obviously have, you know, contract signed invoice, and we just get to working on it. And the good thing about that is we also specialize in like really tight deadlines and quick turn times. So it's great for the industry. Our billing model is pretty much not like a subscription, but we charge per page. So the beauty in that is it keeps it cost effective because they're not paying for hours of labor. You're paying for what you get. So if you give us 10,000 pages, you're going to pay for 10,000 pages being redacted back. And on that note, the great thing, when we first started it, my expertise is in legal industry and finance. So that's kind of who we were catering this to. And we found that there's a really huge area there that also needs redaction. So we assist healthcare, we assist higher education, so many different areas and industries, finance as well, like I mentioned, and legal.
It's absolutely amazing. And watchers and listeners, I don't know if you're as fascinated as I am. Every day I do this show, every single week I get here and I interview people, and I'm always amazed at what people make money doing. And it's just so awesome to see that. Well, I want to talk to you about your team when we get back from a break. We're going to take our first break from our corporate sponsor, automate my social. You're with Adam DeGrade and the amazing Zena. We'll be right back after this message.
Do you own a business? Do you have or need a social media presence? If you are like most businesses, you spend either no time or too much time and money on your social media strategy, spending thousands of dollars per month only to get mediocre and inconsistent results. This leads to frustration and, in some cases, sleepless nights. Introducing AutomateMySocial.com. Automate 90% of your social media and never have to think about it again. That's right. Automate your business's social media posting and strategy like forever. Automate the essentials and customize only what's needed. Save time, save money, and get better results with AutomateMySocial.com. Our patent-pending technology gives you the ability to automatically create your social post and distribute them immediately, like in seconds, across all your social media platforms. Stop the madness of paying someone to create posts and manage your strategy, and let our software do the work so you don't have to. Oh, and if you're an agency or social media manager, you too can let our software do all the work and you can get all the credit. It will be our little secret. With AutomateMySocial.com, you can have it all. It's easy to use, never complains, and never ask for time off or more benefits. See this amazing new software application at AutomateMySocial.com. If you own a business or manage client social media and want to save time, energy, money, all while increasing your return on investment, then let's get this party started at AutomateMySocial.com.
And we're back with Adam DeGrade, your handsome host, and Zena Obibi. I think I'm saying that right. Did I nail it right?
You are. You're saying it right, Adam. You're saying it right.
See? You know, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. You can absolutely teach an old dog new tricks. I did want to read something that I thought was interesting. I found it on your website, and I want to see if I can find it again, because I was fascinated with what you had to say about it. There's a quote you have on here. I'm trying to figure out where you put it.
Are you talking about the pandemic?
No, I don't know if it was about the pandemic. It was, maybe it's on the first homepage. There was a quote that you literally said, maybe it was in contacting us. I'm going to find it here. Stay with me on this journey, because I should have marked it. And I thought it was really.
Try the About Me page, maybe.
Maybe it's on the About. Let's see. There it is. You said, the best advice I wish we received is lean into the change rather than trying to prevent it. And I thought that was very profound, because all industries go through change. All businesses go through unexpected, right? The pandemic was a huge unexpected thing for all of us. It was terrible. And I still have tons of resentment for a lot of people that put us through that. And I'm still working through that. But I love that advice. Lean into the change. One of the things that I always say, Zena, too, is that there's two things I don't run from. One is problems and the other one is praise. And I think when you're talking about leaning into change, there's two ways to look at it, right? It could be a problem or an opportunity. And clearly you took that opportunity. So you were in the industry, and my watchers and listeners love to hear how people decided to go from working in industry to starting their own thing and making it successful. How long have you been doing this for, and when did that transition come? And walk the watchers and listeners through that process.
Yeah, so I've been in the finance and legal industry for over a decade. And it was really honestly just an idea that came based on an immediate need that was there. And, you know, once I identified, I was able to see that need, then, you know, my mind started going, you know, and I started thinking, okay. But I think it really goes back to from when I was about 6 or 7 years old. I always wanted to do entrepreneurship. It was a dream of mine from when I was little. That's what I wanted to do. I didn't know how I was going to get there or what that path would be, obviously, but I knew that that was a dream of mine. That was a passion. Process creation is my strong point. And that's what I wanted to, that's how I wanted to impact the world. And so it was just about finding the right niche that worked for me. That was something I knew about, that I knew back to front, and also something that was able to help people. I wanted it to have meaning. And so when the whole opportunity came across in terms of this big major issue at the firm I was working at the time, it just sent light bulbs off immediately. I still didn't know how it was going to all play out, but you know, sometimes you got to dive in and go for it. So I was fortunate enough, to have my husband full support with that. And I just went for it and never looked back. A lot of moments when I was like, what did I do? But you know, that's part of the journey. And so I'm living in it and loving it. And it's the best decision I ever made.
I got to tell you, man, I have a lot of admiration for entrepreneurs. I am one myself as well. As you know, spending some time with me,
it's a tough journey.
You can tell I'm a little crazy, Zena. And I definitely, you know, it's not for the faint of heart. It takes a lot of courage. It takes a lot of boldness. So your husband was a big help. How many people currently work alongside with you right now, whether they're contracted or employees?
We're about 25 now. Yeah, about all together.
Good.
Yeah. So still growing. So that's the goal. You know, we always want to grow and expand. But, you know, love what we do. Our team makes us, you know, and I think people, I've always been a believer that people are what really make it happen. I know it's very cliche, but you can have the most amazing process. You can have the most amazing ideas. You can have the most amazing business model. But if you don't have the right people in the right place, it's not going to move that needle. And I think that's another thing we were really fortunate about, is being able to have that right decision making and having the right people where we need them to kind of really move things how we need to move them and when we need to move them. And everybody's very hardworking, focused. Love it. It's a great, great team. And we couldn't be here without
them. Yeah, I get so fired up when I hear stories like this. Like, they're inspirational to me as well, too. You know, to realize that you went from this idea that is so simple to now you've got 25 people that are, and then dozens of people that are being affected as a result of this business. You know, you mentioned something interesting, you know. It was not an easy decision. There was probably some unease, but the very first day that you started and you created your logo and the very first customer that you got and you started to serve them and they were having a great experience. When you went home that night, or when you were at home that night and you put your head on the pillow, how did you feel?
Well, you know, Adam, I think it's even more impactful because it was kind of completely opposite from what you described. So the very first client we had was a mess. So, it, you know, we kind of had this vision of what we wanted and how we wanted to execute it. And it looks amazing on paper until you get into it sometimes. And that's when you work out those kinks. So, you know, there were things that were kind of
like, hey, so you were a nervous wreck. You were a nervous wreck because...
Nervous wreck. Yes.
But you didn't quit. You didn't give up.
No, I didn't. I couldn't, you know, and it was just, it was one of those situations where, you know, everything that could possibly go wrong went wrong. But in the end, we still provided us the service and we provided it with impeccable accuracy. And so that for me was the day that I knew this is what I'm doing. And this is what I'm doing. You know, there's no ifs, ands, and buts about it, because if we can make it through everything going wrong, you know, that's, can you imagine when we get this thing right? So that was, for me, was just it just really fired me up. And even though it was stressful, it was crazy, but I just knew then that this is something we can really make happen and help people at the same time. So it was just one of those amazing experiences. And again, really grateful for the growth and the process, the pandemic also being awful, like you mentioned, but it was a great opportunity for growth. And I think for a lot of people, there were a lot of opportunities that came out of the pandemic, and definitely for us as well.
You know, it's funny when I listen to your story, and watchers and listeners, dial in here for a second. When you think about the fact that her first client was an absolute train wreck, and all right, so, but this is important, Zena, because people need to hear this. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to have challenges in business. You're going to have challenges in your personal life as well, too. You got to push through them, because when you push through them to the other side, there's beauty and victory there. But the challenge is, you know, a lot of people, they get discouraged in those moments. How was it that you were not discouraged? What support network did you have surrounding you? And how did you get through that time? What tools did you access personally to get through that difficult, you know, initial experience?
Well, on the emotional front, like I mentioned, I have my husband. I'm really fortunate to have his support fully on it. So anytime I'm having a down day, or even to this day, you know, he's always like, you know, keep going, always there cheering me on. And then obviously I have my parents as well, that major, major support. They'll always be there supporting me, you know, saying, okay, keep going, stick with it. This is your dream sort of thing. So it was really great to have those words of wisdom around me from an emotional standpoint, just to kind of keep your mind in the right place. I found that was the biggest thing for me. It's really all about your thinking. And as long as you keep your thinking on in the right place and in a forward movement, no matter what happens around you, you're going to keep going forward, because things are going to happen and you have to be able to power through it with your brain. And that was impactful. The other thing I found helpful was I watched a lot of podcasts and listened to like a lot of documentaries, read a lot of books about entrepreneurs that were handling startups, entrepreneurs that had these amazing ideas and built these amazing concepts. And I just watched and learned kind of things, pulled little nuggets from things that they did and things they worked through, and tried to see how that applied to me and how I could work through that. So it's a lot of pulling from whatever you have around you and resources that you have to kind of keep you going and having the right mind frame. But I feel like that's the most important thing, because the right mindset, you can work through anything. Honestly, you really can.
There's no doubt about it. At what point after the struggles did you, when you turned the process around to when you did put your head on the pillow that night and said, I'm so glad I did this. How long of a time frame was that? How long to give someone who's thinking about their own life and their experience, and maybe to set some realistic expectations from concept to confidence? You always had confidence because you stayed in it, but you know what I'm saying? You put your head on the pillow and said, yeah, I'm on the fish here.
Yeah. You know, the thing is, there's no exact timeline. It's a fluid thing that comes and goes. So from day one, you have to believe in what you're doing. If you don't believe it, if it's not a service you would use, if you wouldn't go through that same experience that you're offering for the client on your end, then there's a problem. So first of all, you know, you have to have that belief in it and that confidence in it from day one. But the second part is just that you're going to have those highs and lows. They're going to come and go. In the very beginning with the situation, everything kind of starting in a rough, gruff situation. At the same time, I knew that at the end, we were still able to power through and provide this quality service to this client. And that's what made it for me. That was that moment for me that I said, okay, you know what? This is something that can really help people really work. And this is something we're going to power through. And I just made my mind up in that moment that that's what was going to happen. Of course, after that, you have highs and lows, you have amazing wins, you have losses. You know, it's a very emotional process, as you know, Adam, in entrepreneurship, because you constantly get those highs and lows. And you have to be able to have that mindset to kind of battle and strengthen through those down times, and just have that confidence knowing that it's going to pan out if you stick to
the
plan.
Absolutely awesome. I love it. I'm inspired myself, so much so that I need to go to another break from another amazing sponsor. This has been so much fun. And when we come back, I want to talk about your planning a little bit. Did you do any planning, or did you just kind of wing it? So think about that during the break. We'll be right back. Here's another important message from another great sponsor. We'll be right back.
At ISU RMAC Agency, we want to be your one responsible source for all of your insurance needs. From a rocket engineer in California to several hospitals in Illinois, our personal lines team specializes in hard-to-place risks and high-net-worth clientele. With two locations and 20-plus agents, we can write in all 50 states to better serve our clients with needs in multiple states. family-owned and operated since 1962, and four generations carrying on the tradition of insurance. Celebrating our 60th year in the industry, we are truly proud of where we have come from and where we are going. With over 300 carriers nationwide, our agency can offer individuals and businesses more choices and better prices. ISU RMAC brings a wide variety of solutions to the table. For more information, visit us online at www.isu-rmac.com.
And Zena, it's amazing. We're talking about redaction here on the David versus Goliath podcast. You learn about the funeral business here. You learn about the redaction business. As a matter of fact, I'm having my producer right now put up a little bit of your website on the home. Right now, he's scrolling through it so the visitors and the watchers can see it. And you can even take a look at some of the redacted documents. I mean, some of these things are redacted, like where there's only a few words on a page. I'm always fascinated about that. When you started your business and you said, I'm doing it, how much planning did you do? Did you sit there with an Excel spreadsheet and model out the 5 years? Or did you kind of just like go for it?
So a little bit of both. So basically, of course, there was the financial planning, right? So we wanted to make sure that we kind of had a plan in place to make sure that it made sense, right? So there was that part. And then process creation is my wheelhouse. So got to work on kind of having a plan for how that process would work, who, you know, how the roles would be, who would do what. And then it was literally jump in. I literally quit my job and went for it. So a little bit of both. I mean, it's always good to have a plan, obviously.
Were you completely like wealthy at the time, or was it a big risk?
You know, it was a risk. But like I said, I was fortunate to have my husband. So he held it down.
Hey, listen, I always tell people, you don't want to do business alone, you know, and when you're taking that leap of faith, it's always good to have someone that believes in you and someone that's going to put together a plan. But at the end of the day, you said, I know this is going to work. I feel like it's going to work. And I'm so excited about it. You did mention that there's other industries besides legal. I noticed on your website that you did talk about healthcare. Is healthcare one of them?
Yes. So
and then financial institutions.
Correct. So finance, usually a lot of times they're required to meet the GLBA guidelines. They have to keep information redacted and secure while they have it, you know, on file. And so that's where we come in and we'll redact bunches of files for them so they can have on hand and those information can stay protected.
And I was very involved in the healthcare space with HIPAA and...
Yes. With healthcare, HIPAA is a huge one. So a lot of redacting there. It kind of bleeds into like insurance as well in that area. And then obviously legal. There's so many different instances with legal, some more than others that need more assistance. And then of course, when you have, like kind of higher education, like universities, they have to follow FERPA. So when they get kind of requests for information that they have to send out, information that's not proprietary needs to be redacted. So that's what
needs to be redacted. The question is, are you redacted? Have you redacted yourself? No, it's fat. I probably have so many documents that I need to redact, but I really haven't thought about it. Now, one of the things I like to talk about is courage, you know? So it takes courage to start a business. It really does. And it takes a lot of, you know, grit and determination. So for you, you mentioned when you were a young girl, you always wanted to be an entrepreneur. Was there a mentor in your past, somebody that you really trusted and relied on that helped guide you and give you that firm foundation? Is it faith? Is it confidence? What is it in you that gave you the courage?
You know, I always like to say genetics. Because you know, obviously I had an amazing support group in my mom and my parents, but my family is filled with entrepreneurs, all my uncles and my grandparents. So I had the opportunity of being able to volunteer and kind of go side by side, visit them at their work, different workplaces with pretty much all my uncles except one. And it gave me the opportunity to see them do what they do and see how things work. And that was instrumental, I have to say, with me, for me, I should say, because, you know, you get to kind of see the back end of things and you get to kind of see it. And I think that visualization makes a big difference. You know, when you actually see entrepreneurship happening and you see that from people around you and family that's close to you and you see what they go through, you see the hours, you see the back end side of it, the good, bad, and the ugly. It really kind of is very instrumental in kind of leading you that way or leading you away from it. In my instance, I just gravitated towards it. It was just, it felt within me. I don't know how else to put that. So I knew it was going to happen. It was just about what was I going to do or what was the business going to be about? What was the business model going to be? And my entire career, interestingly enough, didn't seem to lead towards that in any way, but through those processes, I was collecting the experience I needed to do this, from working in finance to working with firms. It all circles in with the experience I need to provide.
I'm inspired. I'm fired up. Like when I listen to your story and you realize how full circle the world is and how I really believe full God set. Brings some amazingly talented people around my life. And I'm so grateful to meet you and your associate. And I got to tell you, I'm so proud of you, because at the end of the day, man, it's not for the faint of heart. And you did it. You went out there and did it. And she's kicked out there with 25 employees, tons of customers. She's growing her business. And that is exciting. Now, Zena, how can people find you?
So a couple quick ways, obviously our website at www.hillredact.com. Also on Facebook at Hill Redact and LinkedIn. So those are two social media outlets that we have right now, but the website's the easiest. We try to keep some blogs going on there and just informational tips and tricks. So even if you don't necessarily want to utilize our service, at least there's some guidance on what to do, what redaction is, how to go about redacting the right way. And that's what's important. You've got to make sure you're doing it the right way.
That is awesome. I've had so much fun having you on the David vs. Goliath podcast. Have you had a good time today too?
Amazing time. Thank you for having me, Adam.
It's always great to hang out with kindred spirits who love what they do, who love their business, who love making a difference in the world, who provide a valuable product at a reasonable price and change people's lives every day. That's exactly what the David versus Goliath podcast is all about. Thank you to the watchers and the listeners. We appreciate you. Be sure to link it, tweet it, share it, and stay tuned for next week on the David versus Goliath podcast. I've got some amazing interviews coming up. Everyone have an awesome day.